Welcome back to Amity Warrior Football. The Warriors captains headed out to
Five,
meet up with the Sioux captains and the officials at midfield to do the coin toss. Absolutely gorgeous evening here in Amity. Doesn't get any better than fall football in Western Oregon. 85 degrees, clear skies, the sun getting ready to set. No wind as the flag hangs limp at the west end of the field. The fall maple trees here and there around the campus. And the green field. Late 100 yards end to end. Absolutely tight. Americana at its finest, folks. Captains for the Amity Warriors, number 66, Eddie Gonzalez, a junior offensive and defensive lineman. Number 16, Conquelo, his first year here in Amity, a junior quarterback, running back, and defensive back. Number 71, Miles Oyua, a senior offensive and defensive lineman. We'll talk a little bit more about Miles here in just a minute. And then Cooper Yoakum, a junior running back and linebacker.
The Warriors will be receiving.
So the Warriors are going to be receiving the kickoff. And they're going to be going from west to east here in front of me as I face the north. They're going my left to right. Miles Oyua, talk a little bit about Miles, a senior. Really started to flash a little bit last year, and then this year, or during the between football seasons, really gained some size, probably put on another 10 pounds of muscle, got a lot of confidence in himself, I think, as a football player. At Warrington, he really made some outstanding plays, especially in run defense. Just going up the line in places, probably the Warriors' best defender in that game. And that's what you want out of your senior leadership. You want them to show up and really make a difference. Remember, at halftime, I will kill this live audio, and I'll start another one about a minute or half a minute later, as long as it takes me to get it started. That's because Podbean only allows us to go 2 hours in Warrington. That went longer than two. And so we're at about 30 minutes right now. We'll keep an eye on the clock, but assuming that this game also goes a solid 2 hours plus. We'll do a restart at halftime. All right. Kicking off for the Loggers. Loggers kick this one high, end over end, fielded at about the 25 by the Warriors, and a knee taken at the 30-yard line. DeWeese. Brought that back. Number eight, DeWeese, a 5'6 sophomore running back and defensive back. Offense on the field for the first time. Jeff Tompkins into the game. 6 foot senior wide receiver. Brings a play in from the side. Walker, sophomore quarterback, under center. Warriors with three running backs. There's the toss. And picking up a couple yards going to his left is Henry Meeker before he's brought down. Meeker, a 5'10 sophomore running back, solidly built. Good sports IQ. Henry is one of those guys that just right spot, right time when he plays sports. The other receiver bringing plays in tonight, Bryce Mendez. Senior in from the sideline. Meeker directly behind Walker. There's the give to Yoakum. Yoakum hit at the line and then stacked up for a loss of about 2 yards. It's going to take him back to the original line of scrimmage at the 30. So it's going to bring up third and, nope, they're going to say there was a fumble in there. We didn't see that from our side. The fumble is recovered by Sio, so they're going to take over, and they're going to mark this at the 29-yard line, it looks like. So first and 10, Sio at the 29, almost the 28 of Amity. Call it the 28. Quarterback for the Loggers, number 11, Brian Perazu. Senior, he played for him last year. A little false start on the backfield, but they don't call that. 40 is the ball carrier. Cody Rufner, also a senior. We played this team over at Sio last year, and we handled them pretty well. we were very physical with them and able to kind of handle anything they threw at us. And we hit a lot of their kids pretty hard, knocked a couple of them out of the game. So this is a team that really wants to get even, not just win a game, but they'd like to make a statement. Urazu in the pistol, Rufner behind him. Wing T formation to Kurt Urazu to the outside. He's got speed, gets to the corner, down inside the five, all the way in. I think that's a touchdown. It's a signal. Sayo runs. He's starting the 28-yard Amity and scores on about a 25-yard touchdown run by Urazu. Or Urazu, maybe. Reg is going to go with Urazu. I should probably do the same thing, huh? All right. So 10:21 left to go in the first quarter. It's 6-0 Sayo. They're going to line up to go for two. A little bit of an I formation, short I formation. There's the keeper by Urazu, and he is. So Warriors going to stop on the 2-point conversion. That's going to be a little bit better, stopping the 2-yard run there. So the Warriors will receive the ball again and see if they can get something better going with their offense than they did the first time.
Jed McMullen Electric would like to thank the Amity community for all their support over the past 10 years. As Amity alumni, Jed and Kim are proud to support all Warrior athletics and activities. McMullen Electric, your hometown electrical contractor, call 503-435-9487 for all your electrical needs.
Amity Warriors set to return the kick here. Back deep for the Warriors is Stephen DeWeese. And to either side of him and about 7 or 8 yards ahead of him are Tompkins and maybe Mendez over there on the far side. Can't see his number. The last one was kicked to about the 25-yard line. This one, he stubs his toe. That's got to be a penalty because the kicker just did something I've never seen. He went to kick the ball and completely missed the ball. He lays the ball sideways, left to right on its side. And he completely whipped on it, stubbed his toe on the ground, I think, right in front of the ball. Everybody was offsides then because they all moved past the ball. So back it up 5 yards, kick from the 35 of Sayo. So DeWeese moves up to about the 22-yard line. This kick, a line drive. And it's going to go, finally goes out of bounds. My goodness, that was close. That thing roll, and it barely got to the side. Warriors will start up at the 40, or the 35, excuse me, of Amity. Penalty flag will be about 7 yards that, instead of falling on the ball, would have given them. So Ron Huber has the ability to chime in here if he wants. He's on mute right now, but I don't know if he's going to or not. So the Warriors with the ball at the 35-yard line, wing T formation. Walker under center. Snap, hands off. This is Meeker. Meeker 40 is going to pick up about 41-yard line. Good play there by the fullback, Meeker.
6 yards on the pickup. It'll bring up second down and
so I think we thought that Cooper Yoakum would end up being the fullback. He did that in a backup role to last year as a sophomore. But instead, they've gone to Meeker there. Yoakum at the two. And Mendez four. This is the give to Mendez coming to his right. Nowhere to go. Rufner was the first one there, and he's helped out by number 80. Nikita. And so they're going to lose about 3 yards on the play. It's going to bring up third down and seven or eight. Well, probably seven. 9.5 minutes to go here. First quarter, 0. Sayo Hawkins brings in the play from the sideline. Warriors here on the near hash mark to us. Going left to right. Tompkins, there's a fake by Jackson. Now he throws. He's got a man open down the sideline, and he's jumped out of bounds. That is a Bradley Sexton with the catch. Did not know where he was on the field, though. After he made the catch and went to field, he then ran directly out of bounds. So the catch is complete. Ball was at the 30? I don't remember where they had that at the 38, I think, about. So it's going to be a gain of about 17 or 18 yards there, Ron, something like that. First and 10, Warriors. Nice play. Nice combination there of finding his receiver. Walker drops back, throws over the seam. He's got his man again. Sexton can't quite pull it in. Not a bad pass, just a little out in front of Sexton, but much better than what I saw a couple weeks ago at Warrington. Clearly, Jackson Walker starting to relax a little bit, take his time, a little bit better footwork than 2 weeks ago. I didn't get to see last week's game, but 2 weeks ago, the passing mechanics were not good. He was off balance a little bit. He was kind of not setting on driving off his back foot and really stepping into the throw. Now he is much better. That pass had about 25, 30 yards of air under it. It was almost a completion. Now they go with an unbalanced backfield. This is going to be Meeker stacked up at the line of scrimmage, I believe. Maybe a loss of one. It's going to bring up third and 11 or 11 and a half. Something like that. Ball spotted right at the 45-yard line. Called third and 12.
Jackson.
So Warriors with a completed pass got a nice little chunk gain. Tried to go right back to the air. Was incomplete. And then a run for a loss of two. So third and 12. So definitely four down territory here for the Warriors, but probably a passing situation here on third down. Nope, they run the counter, and this is a good counter. That's going to be Mendez. Mirza, Khalil Mirza into the game, takes the counter. A pickup about, was third and 12. It's going to be fourth and about five. 7 on that counter by Khalil. Khalil, a sophomore running back. I think Khalil might be the shiftiest of all the backs they have. But just no varsity experience coming into this year. It'll be something I think we'll see him get more and more snaps as the year goes along. I think he has a chance to be a really good running back as he moves through his high school career. Same imbalance to the left formation they give to Cooper and Yoakum. 40, a loss of a couple. That'll be a turnover on down. So interesting play call there on fourth and five. They decided to run a sweep to the right. And no chance. Loggers have good defense. They cover that outside edge very well. So turnover on downs for the Warriors. Ball at the 40-yard line of Sile, first and 10, Loggers. Absolutely gorgeous sunset taking form over here to the west as the sun gets lower on the horizon. A little bit of light clouds turning pink and fuchsia there for us. High snap, pulled down. Quarterback on the keeper to the right. He's got to block a Roofner out in front of him. Roofner just obliterates Tompkins. Tompkins gets his balance back and finally makes the tackle there at the 41-yard line of Amity. So a huge gain there for Parazoo. First and 10 Loggers at the 41 of Amity. Parazoo's a good athlete. Warriors rocked him hard last year. He's got a year of experience under his belt. He keeps again. But this time he's met and down by Cooper Yoakum. Gain of about three. Gonna bring up second and 7. 6.5 minutes to go, first quarter. 6-0 Sio. Reg is saying second and 8. That's the longest 2 yards I've ever seen, Reg. It's about second and 7. Almost second and 6. Loggers Rufner behind Perazu with a running back to the right. Perazu looking to pass. Throws to the right flat. Completes that to number 20. That's Shockey. And that's going to be enough for a first down. No pressure on Perazu back there. Set his feet, see the field, find Shockey there, kind of in that right flat area, maybe 10 yards past the line of scrimmage. Nice short, controlled pass, low risk. First and 10, Loggers, ball at the 27-yard line of Amity. Same formation. Perazu in the pistol. About 4 yards deep, throws a quick out, caught by number one, that's Tibbs. He's brought down quickly there. Brought down by Sexton and I think Quelo in on there. Clock continues to run, but that's going to be about a 3 yard gain, second and seven. Perazu in that pistol formation, about 4 yards behind the center, running back a yard behind him. This time he's going to give it to Rufner. Rufner on the RPO. I even know, just a read option there for Perazu. I don't think there was a pass option in that. A lot of times people call read options an RPO, which is really a run pass option. But if your linemen are pushing upfield, it can't be an RPO because there's no pass option. Your offensive linemen start to move a couple yards up, you can't pass the ball legally. So, same formation. Nope, this time they go to more of a wing T with 2-3 and spread out. Going to give again to Rufner. Rufner right off the left guard. Down by Oyua. That's going to be enough for another first down. 4:20 and counting here in the first quarter as the Loggers are on the drive again. They're up 6-0. This drive a little bit more methodical, no really big plays. Wing T formation, one wide split to the left, bring the running back in motion. They give him the ball. He comes around the left end. He is pulled down out of bounds by Cooper Yoakum. Yoakum with a victory yell there as he makes a great tackle. It's going to be a short gain, maybe a yard. Nah, it's going to be a couple of yards. I'm not seeing the way that the crew is seeing it on the sideline. Second and about nine to go. Wide splits here on the offensive lineman. They give to Rufner. He is no. The quarterback keeps Perazu trying to get outside. Jackson Walker wraps him up. Boy, they went for that fake and they racked Rufner hard. But Perazu pulled the ball back out when he saw the defense. That's that run option there, where he's reading that read option. He's reading the defense, seeing what they commit to, and either keeping the ball or letting Rufner take it. This time he pulled it back. When he saw the defense collapsing on number 40 and kept it for a gain of about four, it's going to bring up third and a short 3 yards. Ball at the 5 yard line of Amity. Perazu, Warriors bringing some pressure. They run to the right. He's shot and he's going to walk in out there. That is number 20, Cage Shockey, with the touchdown. Warriors were run blitzing on that one, looking to get Perazu in the backfield, or maybe thought that it might have been Rufner in the backfield, but instead, good play call there for the Loggers as they give it to the three back or the four back, number 20, Cage Shockey, and he takes it basically on what's the equivalent of a down. Just trying to get outside. Brought down by Warriors, short of the two-point conversion. So 3:09 left to go in the first quarter. It is 12-0 in favor of Sio.
Mark your calendar for the Amity Senior Parent Auction, February 3rd, 2024. Brian O'Neill Construction has you covered for all your contracting needs. Contact us today at 503-993-9910237.
Contact Tim Harsma at Country Financial today to talk about how he can help ensure that the future you're dreaming of is something you can proudly own no matter what it looks like. To protect what matters most, Harsma at Country Financial, 503-565-20.
3:09 left to go in the first quarter. The Warriors trail the Loggers 12-0. Warriors offensively really have only had success with one of their passes. And I guess you could call a couple of their wildly successful, but really no big plays. There's a short kick, fumbled, and then fallen on by Jackson Walker. Field position for the Warriors at about the 37-yard line. So the Warriors will start in their own territory here. Not bad position, not great. But they didn't turn it over on that muffed return, so that's a good thing. And the Warriors will have 63 yards to go for the end zone to see if they can cut this lead in half. Tompkins brings in the play. Casey Oyua and the Pep Band going. We got about 20 cheerleaders out here dancing to the music. It's awesome. Great job by Ann Niseth with that cheerleading group. This gets bigger every year. Walker under center. The handoff to Meeker, and Meeker stacked up for maybe a loss of a half a yard. Right up the middle, nothing doing there. Plug in the middle, Sio, number 65 and number 51. 65 is Ty Wheatman, a senior. And who was the other one I said? 56, Devin Bergby, a senior. And they're big boys. They're solidly built, doing a good job of controlling that interior line of scrimmage. It's going to be a pass. Walker rolls to his right, throws. We're going to probably have a hold. Pass is incomplete. Look like maybe an offensive holding in the backfield there, ball thrown, or the flag thrown at the 31-yard line.
There is laundry on the field.
So we'll see what this call is. Yes, it is a hold against the Warriors. So
holding on the Warriors.
They are going to accept that and back the Warriors up. So the pass play doesn't count. And the Warriors will now be on a first and see where they'll do it from the spot of the foul. They move it back to the 27-yard line. So it is going to be right at a second and 20 now. Warriors break their huddle. 1 wide split to the left, T formation. That means there's a 2-3 and a 4 back. Quarterback drops. Walker down the middle. He's got his man Sexton. It is complete! Bradley Sexton with the catch at the 38-yard line. Mark him at the 37. What a throw by Jackson Walker. And a fantastic catch by Bradley Sexton as these sophomores making a fantastic connection. I think we're going to be hearing Walker to Sexton a lot the rest of this season and into the future. Sexton with good speed. He's a runner in track. And he using that speed to get himself free. That was kind of a deep cross. He started on the right side, worked his way down the right seam, and then across towards the left seam where he made the catch. Now a shotgun formation. Jackson throws out to the right. It's caught by Cooper Yoakum. He's got a little bit of running room. Puts the brakes on. Cuts back. Here's the gray. Across the 25 down to the 20-yard line. To the 15 before he's brought down. And Cooper is fired up. Love to see that. Cooper was lined up as the two back. So he's lined up kind of to the right side. And he's able to take that pass and get the ball all the way down to the 15-yard line. First and 10 Warriors.
First and 10 Warriors. 30 yards there.
Walker still in this shotgun formation. Cooper caught that. He wasn't really lined up as a two-back. He was kind of lined up as a slot receiver, and we're going to have a timeout taken by Coach Campuzano. I think the play clock was getting low and they weren't getting into their formation very quick, but a good drive for the Warriors so far. really predicated upon two excellent passes by Jackson Walker, one to Bradley Sexton and one to Cooper Yoakum. Little different look in the Warriors offense here today than it was 2 weeks ago. And these kids are learning. We talked about this a couple weeks ago, that this was going to be a huge learning curve for these guys. Most of them have never played any varsity football. Those that have played mostly limited action. A couple of linemen had a little bit more snaps, but overall, very inexperienced, very young team. They had a lot to learn. The offline just looked shell-shocked against Warrington their first game. And YC is a tough matchup. They got kind of manhandled there, but they look better today, especially in pass pro. That pass protection there is significantly better. You hear the band in the background. All right, we're ready to go. Now Jackson Walker under center, back in the wing T formation. He's going to drop the pass, though. Throws. He's got his man. Touchdown, Warriors. Cooper Yoakum came out of the backfield, ran a little seam route, and the Warriors are on the scoreboard. 12-6. What a play. As Jackson Walker getting more and more comfortable. The game slowing down for him back there and able to thread the needle on that one to Yoakum down the seam for the touchdown. Best passing offense we've seen here in a number of years. It didn't look like this 2 weeks ago, I can tell you that. 2 weeks ago, Jackson Walker looked like he was way over his head in that first varsity action as a quarterback. He was nervous. Everything was really fast for him. Now it's starting to slow down a little bit. It's only going to get better from here, folks. Walker for the two-point conversion drops, looking to throw again, and he's got his man, Yoakum. Cooper with the touchdown and then a great catch at the goal line for a two-point conversion. And the Warriors cut this lead to 4 points, 12-8 with 1:02 left to go in the first quarter. We'll be back after these messages.
Contact Tim Harsma at Country Financial today to talk about how he can help ensure that the future you're dreaming of is something you can proudly own no matter what it looks like. To protect what matters most, call Tim Harsma at Country Financial, 503-565-2043. Organ Equipment Sales, formerly known as OVS, is a one-stop shop for all your ag equipment needs. They carry full lines of Kubota, Land Pride, Steel, and Honda power equipment. With two locations conveniently located outside of McMinnville and Aurora, OES is there to help in any way they can. With parts, sales, and service departments, they can get you back up and running as quickly as possible. Contact them at 503-435-2700 or online at orequipmentsales.com.
Warrior football. Warriors with an outstanding drive, really all of it through the air. Jackson Walker finding Bradley Sexton and Cooper Yoakum on big plays. Yoakum getting the touchdown and the two-point conversion. Minute and 2 seconds left to go first quarter. Boilo with the kick, fielded, and brought back across the 45 to the 47-yard line. That is Jude Zedwick on the return. Kick. I think that was supposed to go just and bounce on the ground, but it was fielded and brought back. Sexton on the tackle for the Warriors. So Sio back on the field. They've got two first quarter touchdowns, but no 2-point conversions. Cordell Previtt playing the nose tackle position for the Warriors. See if he can make an impact here on the game. They're going to run right. 20 trying to get outside, weaves his way through traffic. He is quick. That is Cage Shockey, and he gets himself enough for almost a first down. Going to be about a yard short, I think. It's going to bring up one, maybe a long one, yard and a half.
Bring up second down and a long one.
And the Warriors have had trouble containing runs to the outside so far, whether it's been Shockey or Perizu. Situations when they've been able to get to that corner, the Warriors have had a really hard time containing them. Perizu in the pistol formation, but with a wing T, brings Shockey in motion. Hands on the reverse, maybe a kind of a counter, if you will, to number 32. That's Brandon Bath, his first carry of the game, and he's brought down for a two-yard loss, brings up third and three. Good job by Meeker there, make that tackle. Warriors starting to play with a little bit more confidence. They can contain those sweep counters, end runs. I think might be able to contain this offense a little bit. Hayden Fitz, receiver split out to the left. Everybody else in pretty tight. 32, that's Bath, slides out to the right into the slot. And we've got a timeout taken by Campuzano. Warriors are coached by Baltazar Campuzano, his second year assisted by Mike Berkey, Blake Howard, Rosenbaum, and Zach Christensen. We've got a timeout on the field. We'll take a quick break here. Let you listen to something besides my voice. Welcome back. 10.5 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. The Warriors trail the Loggers of Scio 12-6. Warriors took that timeout, their second of the first half. Loggers have all three of theirs remaining. So now they go two wides left, one right, one running. They're going to hand to Rufner. Roof's going to pick up enough for a first down. Got about 5 yards, 4.5 yards on the play. Going to get the ball to the 41-yard line of Amity. 5.7 seconds left. That would have been a big stop for the Warriors there, and that's the end of the first quarter. To score, Scio 12, Amity 8.
Did you know that the health of your teeth and mouth has a direct impact on your body's overall health? This makes regular dental visits very important. Copper Dental, the office of Dr. Judd, located on 2nd Street in McMinnville, is a great office to receive this regular care. At Copper Dental, they strive to treat every patient in a friendly and professional manner. There are golden retrievers, Copper and Rusty, who are there to greet and help calm patients every day. Copper Dental accepts many dental insurance plans, so if you're looking for an office and you love dogs, this may be the place for you. Mention this ad when calling to schedule your new patient appointment. The staff at Copper Dental, and especially Dr. Judd, want out. Go Warriors!
Mark your calendar for the Amity Senior Parent Auction, February 3rd, 2024.
That last little reminder there for the senior auction, I'm reminded that I've got to make a flag for that. So I will be making one of the hand-scraped flags for that auction, and I know there'll be a lot of other really cool stuff there that you mark that on your calendars. Come out and support the Amity Parents Group Senior Auction. That'll raise money for the grad night party for the kids. All right, start of the second quarter here from Amity. 12-8 Scio. Scio with the ball first and 10 at the 41 of the Warriors.
Hey, how about a big hand for the fans? Director
Casey Oyua. Warriors, a little bit different look here on the front. Three down, only two linebackers. It's the keep by Perazu. And up the field a little bit. That was Khalil getting rocked up there. Khalil Mirza, he's down. He got back up, now he's back down. He got hit hard with a block. Kind of up the field about probably 10 yards past the play. He got it. He was down for a second. He got up, and then he decided he'd feel better if he stayed down. So now he's kind of stretched out on the field here. He's going to get back up, walk off under his own power. I think he might have got blindsided on a block or something, didn't see it coming, got rocked a little bit. Might have took a little helmet to helmet even. Way he's sitting down, Ian Yoakum going to check on him. He says, nope, you're not going to sit down. You're going to come with me here. We're going to check you. Devin McShane, head boys basketball coach, coming up to the booth to check on his dad, make sure everything's good there. Check in. They give the handoff on the inside, and Vath is brought down after a short gain. It's going to be third and about 3 or 4 yards to go, drop depending on the spot Sexton. Of this ball.
I didn't see the other number. Drop down assisted at least by Sexton.
Bradley Sexton in on the tackle, according to Reg. We've got a third and call it four. Ball at about the 36-yard line of Amity. So a big play here. See if the Warriors can get a stop here. Preferably some sort of tackle for a loss would be ideal. Set up a fourth and long. Perizu takes the snap. He's going to keep it. He gets outside, and he is brought down and inside the 15-yard line at about the 13. Tell you what, he is a good runner, and he runs that read option very well. He puts that ball right into the belly of Rufner. Rufner is a good pounding fullback. You have to respect that. That draws the attention. If it doesn't, he's going to go ahead and let Rufner take it. But if that defense starts to collapse on Rufner, the Perizu keeps it, pulls it back out, and then accelerates away from the pack very quickly. That time, he kind of ended up running between the guard and the tackle on the left side, able to get that ball all the way down inside the 15. Ball at the 13-yard line, first and 10, Sile. Looking to tack onto their four-point lead here. Perizu in the pistol. Going to hand time. Nope, he's going to keep it again. He's wrapped up after maybe a yard or two.
Up the middle.
Would get to about the 11, I think. Second and eight coming up.
2 yards on the play. Bring out the second down. And long 8 yards to go.
Get a little husky here. Lights are on full bright. Always fun to play a game under the lights on a Friday night, folks. Perizu, pistol formation with two wides to the right. He's going to hand it this time. Rufner stacked up after a short gain. See who was in on that tackle there. See who comes off the bottom of that pile. It's Miles Oyua on the tackle. That's going to bring up third, about five. Maybe four and a half. Quelo also in on the tackle. One wide to the right. Slot receiver. Nope. Running back on the left and the right. So it's a wing T formation, but out of the pistol. Snap. Hands on the counter. And all the way into the end zone is number 20, Cade Shockey. The Warriors picked him up behind the line to see who had the ball.
Cage Shockey,
Devin getting me a water here. I really appreciate that. Thank you, Devin. I appreciate it. So a two-point conversion attempt. Perizu takes the snap. Gives it to Rufner, and we got a flag coming in from the side, so we'll see what that is.
We got some laundry on the field to hold everything.
So we'll see what this
going after was no good.
They didn't give a signal.
Flag on the field.
See what they call here. Officials are still communicating on it. Now they're going to come together and talk about it. Waiting here still. All right, now they're going to let us know what it was. Personal foul against Amity. Declined. Two-point conversion is good. Usually you assess that on the kickoff, so I'm a little confused about that. So 20-8 with 8:24 left to go in the first. We'll be back in just a moment with the kickoff.
Jed McMullen Electric would like to thank the Amity community for all their support over the past 10 years. As Amity alumni, Jed and Kim are proud to support all Warrior athletics and activities. McMullen Electric, your hometown electrical contractor, call 503-435-9487 for all activities.
Mark your calendar for the Amity Senior Parent Auction, February 3rd, 2024.
Whoops, okay, hold on. I got to help Reg here. He's dropping stuff. Oh, let me see if I can reach it here without falling off the roof. Reg is putting me into... I need a table out here, Reg. I'm going to have to get something set up. Yeah, I do. I'm standing right on the beam, though. I'm okay. All right, kickoff here. This one drilled down the middle, taken at the 27-yard line. fallen on there by the Warriors. So that.
That's kick fielded by
Khalil. Warriors with 106 yards passing in the first half, in the first quarter, and Sio with 90 yards rushing. So you can see the different strengths in the team here. Not a lot of penalties in the first half. We had one on the Warriors with a holding call, and then we had that declined one. We also had an offsides on the kickoff against Sio. All right, see if the Warriors can put another drive together here with 8:20 to go in the first half. Jackson Walker under center, wing T formation, drops, throws, and that one might have been tipped. Went in, came in behind Khalil Mirza. That's the first really bad pass of the night for the Warriors. But that one looked like it might have been tipped near the line of scrimmage. It just kind of came out of there wobbly and not on target. And so far, Walker's been on target most of the time. 67 yards, I think, rushing for the quarterback, Perizu, in the first quarter. So he had a couple of nice runs there, that one really long one, first time he touched the ball. Now Walker into the pistol, takes a snap, drops, looks for the quick throw. He's got it out to Cooper Yoakum. Stacked up after a short gain of a couple of yards. Now we got a flag at the end of the play. This will probably help us out. There is about six white jerseys. Tackle and only Cooper there, but I have a feeling this is going to be a face mask or a personal foul coming at the end of this play. That came in about the time that they were blowing the dead. The flag came in. Face mask against Sio. That'll be 15 yards, and that'll bring up a first down and 10 yards to go for the Warriors. So that helps that play. Oh, it's only a 5-yarder. Take it back. So it's going to be second and about 2.5 yards, about 2.5 yards to go. We'll get it all right here. Get it sorted out. Third and short for the Warriors. Ball marked at the 35-yard line.
Game will bring up third and two for the Warriors. Third down and two.
So four-man front, a 4-3 defense, four defensive linemen, three linebackers, four Sio. Pretty traditional look. The edges are standing, rushing out of a two-point stance. Walker rolls to his right, and he threw to nobody. Either somebody didn't run the right route, or Walker thought they were going to run a different route. He threw it pretty close to the safety, number one, Tibbs, nowhere near an Amity receiver. So fourth and two. Looks like it's going to be a punt coming from the Warriors as the line change comes in.
35-yard line.
I think we've got 18 cheerleaders out there right now for this group. So great job by Angela Neistat. Pep band sounds great. Good job, Casey Oyua. Really pulling that together. Hard early in the year, but he's got some returners now that did it last year, so that makes it a little easier. Snap is good. There's a kick. Not a bad kick by Conquelo. It's going to hit at the 40, bounce back a little bit, and the Warriors will touch it at the 41-yard line, almost the 42 of Sio. So 7:20 to go in the first half, and it is 20-8 Sio, and they'll have a first and 10 at the 1-yard line, their own 41-yard line, almost the 42. Warriors get the right personnel in there that they want. Into the game, Eddie Gonzalez. Remember, at halftime, I'll be ending this one and starting another one. So we have a fresh one for the second half. There's a pat run right up the middle, and that is number 40, Rufner, with a nice run. Nobody was for your defense, and he takes it all the way across the Warriors' 40, across their 35, down to the 34-yard line of Amity. Huge run there. If I can do the math, what is that, 10, 20, about 20 yards on that run almost by Rufner. Arizu, pistol formation to his right and behind him. He's going to throw to his left. He's got it into the hands of number 20 up that left side. He's pretty fast. And that is Cade Shockey getting it down inside to about the 15-yard line before he's down. Another first down for the Loggers.
Good for another Logger first down.
Clock running with 6.5 minutes to go, first half. Warriors defense starting to struggle. Baltazar Camposano going to take his third and final time out of the first. See if he can get this defense to stiffen here and stop one last scoring drive here in the first half and hopefully get the ball back. I want to thank all of you for joining us. I know this Podbean app is a new thing. Please make sure you spread the word, let people know, put it out on your own social, your own network to family and friends. They can listen anywhere they are around the world. And the nice thing is if you're at the game, you can listen basically in real time if you want to hear what's going on. Sometimes when you're down at the field level, you can't see things as well, especially with the Joel McGill and I, with that crown field that we have, a big crown. When things happen on the other side of the field, a lot of times when you're standing on this side, you can't tell who did what over there. But we'll try to bring you a little eye in the sky view and give you a little different perspective on that. So good way to enjoy both the game and my company, if you will. All right, here we go. First and 10, Loggers at the 15-yard line of Amity. Still in that pistol formation. Perzu takes the snap, hands it to Rufner. Rufner stacked up at about, that ball's loose. They're going to say he was down, so no fumble in the play. He's going to pick up about 5 yards, so second and 5.
On the play, make it 5. Con Halo with the tackle.
Second and 5. They bring the play in from the sideline. Perzu with Rufner behind him. Going to give the Rufner again, right up the middle, inside the 5, still going, be close to the goal line. I think they're going to mark him down at about the 2. It's going to be a first and goal from the 2-yard line. Bringing in the load up front, run that nose tackle here in this short yardage situation. 5.5 minutes to go in the first half. First and goal from the 2. Perzu in the pistol. Gonna push his way forward, and the Warriors do a great job of stacking him up and bringing him down. Yoakum coming in from behind, wrapped his hands around the waist of Perzu and was able to stop progress. They get it to the 1. It's going to be second and goal from there. Great job by Cooper crashing in from kind of the far right side of the defense. Read that play well. And made a great play to stop that. Sio. 4:45 and counting first half. Perzu looks to the sideline to get any additional information the coach might want him to have. Now calls it out. Takes the snap. He's going to keep it, I think, and he's in. Touchdown for Perzu. Warriors had no answer for that. Second and 1 from, or second and goal from the 1. So it's now 26-8 in favor of Sio. They've been able to run the ball pretty much as often as rely on the pass much at all here in the first half. Warriors, on the other hand, really not much success running the ball against the front. Remember, this was a 12-8 game. Midway through the first quarter, the Warriors had just scored, got their 2-point conversion, but the defense hasn't been able to get a stop. The offense hasn't been able to do anything in terms of putting more points on the board. Now, the Loggers line up to go for 2. Perzu brings a man in motion. That's Vath. Perzu is going to keep it. He's hit. He's going to fall forward into the end zone, I believe. 2-point conversion is good. So it's 28-8 in favor of Sio with
4:34 to go in the second quarter.
How do we get to 29? I think it's 28-8. with 4:34 to go in the first half. We'll be right back.
Brian O'Neill Construction has you covered for all your contracting needs. Contact us today at 503-991-0237.
Contact Tim Harsma at Country Financial today to talk about how he can help ensure that the future you're dreaming of is something you can proudly own no matter what it looks like. To protect what matters most, call Tim Harsma at Country Financial 503-565-2043.
All right, Warriors getting their kickoff team out there. Down by three scores now, 28-8.
Bath
set to kick off. Sorry about that. For the Loggers. Here's his kick. That was an offside they didn't call. Fielded by Murray. He takes it as a fair catch, I guess, at the 30-yard line. And that's where the Warriors will start. Wow, I thought he had some field room. He could have got at least probably 8 yards before the defense would have caught up with him there. That looked like that was instructed. If you field the ball that far up, just take it, take a knee, take a fair catch either way, and don't try to return it. All right. See if the Warriors can get their passing attack going again here. Jackson under center. Warriors break their huddle with 4.5 minutes to go in the first half. Tompkins split out to the left. He hasn't been targeted yet tonight. Walker hands off to Meeker. Works to the right. Picks up about 3 yards. Meeker dives forward there. He's going to bring up second and seven.
Bring up down. And seven.
We're just heading it back up. Be nice to be able to put together a nice 4-minute drive here and end it with a score. In from the sideline, Bryce Mendez with the play, senior. Warriors split Mendez out to the left. Wing T formation. Pass play here. Been more successful. Second and seven. Roll out to his left under pressure. Stops, throws over the head of the intended receiver and out of bounds. And Jackson hit pretty hard in the backfield. Slow to get up. He threw that with pressure coming. Oh, and a flag.
Does a good job of getting rid of that.
Flag on the field. This is going to be a personal foul against Sile, roughing the passer. So the Warriors are going to pick up 15 yards on the play. Irrespective of where that pass went. So instead of a third and seven on an incomplete pass, the Warriors are going to have a first and 10 after they mark off these 15 yards, I think. I believe that's an automatic first down in high school. Sometimes hard to keep the high school and professional and college rules all straight. They're going to mark it off from the line of scrimmage, so it's definitely going to be a first down. The Warriors have a first and 10 at the 47-yard line. So it ends up being a nice help for the Warriors there. Walk starts to run again on the snap. Walker under center with a pitch. Meeker trying to get left. He's hit from behind and drug down. We've got another penalty flag. This one might be a hold based on where it came in. That's it came in kind of on the trailing edge of the blocking that was going on for that run.
Number 56 is...
The Warriors may have hurt themselves here a little bit on this one. It was going to be basically no gain on the run. It's going to be a hold. Oh, it's going to be a hold against Sile. So that's huge. So the... Oh, now he changed it and called it on the offense. Oh, my goodness. Take your time. Make sure you get it right, buddy. You got me all confused up here. So that'll back that up 10 yards. It's going to be now first and 20 for the Warriors. Yeah, they're going to make it a 19. Yeah, just saying first and 20. We've got first and 20 up on the score clock, or will be, I think. It's really first and 19 because they didn't mark off 10 yards. They only marked off 9. Gotta love it. Walker drops, looking to hit twice, three times, and slam to the ground. And he is slow to get up as he gets drilled again. The sack there by number 65, Ty Whiteman. The officials are conferring here. Looked like it's been a roughing the passer, unnecessary roughness, as he threw him to the ground, body slammed him, but I don't think they're going to throw a flag on it. So it will be second down and infinity, basically. The Warriors need 27 yards to get a first down. And your quarterback has now been hit on two out of the last plays pretty hard, slow to get up. That time, the Warriors' pass protection was not very good. Jackson Walker had guys in his face only upon dropping back. Walker with a hard count, now drops, gets rid of it. He's got his man, Leal. And Mirza gets the ball. Now we've got a flag on the far side now. Goodness. This was the end of the play. Ball made it up to the 40-yard line. It would have been a 10-yard gain. But we'll see what the penalty is here. Defer by the hash marks. This is a side judge throwing this. Unsportsmanlike warning against Amity. So that's a warning. So I don't think that it's a penalty, but it's there's no yardage the first time. The next time, I believe it's 15 yards. So that happens when coaches or players get in the way of the officials along the sideline. There's a 2-yard setbacks where there's another white line, and the players and coaches are really supposed to stay behind that line, or if a coach is in front of that line, they have to stay out of the way of the official. If the official even perceives they're in their way, they will throw the flag sometimes. All right. Second and about 17 Warriors. High snap. Walker throws. Got his mouth knocked away. He almost had Mirza on the crosser. Knocked away by number 80, Nikicek. It'll bring up fourth and long. So the punt unit comes in with 2:02 left to go in the first half. Remember, at halftime, I'm going to end this broadcast and start another one. Otherwise, we'll run out of our 2-hour time limit before this is all over. One Amity trailing now with 2:02 left to go in the first half. Bounces at about the 33, goes out of bounds, maybe the 32. We'll see where he marks it here. 32-yard line. So first and 10 there for Sio.
Make that the 30-yard line.
Teams change out their units here. First and 10, Sio. And it has been all Sio rushing attack here in the first half. Once again, make sure your friends and family know wherever they are. They can listen to this broadcast on Podbean, free of charge anywhere in the world. We'll have the replay or the final version of it, a recording of it, up sometime this next week. There's a quick throw out to the right to Vaff. Vaff trying to get outside. A little stiff arm, drug down there. Good hustle there by Mendez. Stay with him and bring him down. Sexton coming over to help out a little bit. Clock keeps running as we come up on a minute 40 to go in the first half. Gain of about 6 yards. Second and 4. Perizu trying to hustle here. He's going to give it to Shock. Shocky's going to get down. He's going to get about 3 yards up to the 39 half yard line. Oh, they're going to move it? Yeah, move it. Oh, my goodness. They moved that ball up a half a yard and gave him a first down. Wow. That was interesting. It was marked almost a yard short. They just kind of slid the ball up to the yard line with the nose right on the 40. And we've got a timeout taken by Sile. With a minute 9 seconds to go, it's 28-8. Amity trailing by 20. Pretty nice crowd on hand tonight here. Enjoying a beautiful Friday evening, supporting our kids. There's a pep band in the background. Adds to the great atmosphere here in Amity. 18 cheerleaders out in front of the stands. Doing a great job. A lot of participation tonight by these Warriors. It'll be interesting to see how many yards rushing they have total in the first half, Ron, when you get these done. They had 90 in the first quarter. I'm going to guess they are getting close to 200 yards rushing here in the first quarter. Pretty impressive. Experienced team. Made some strides from last year when we saw them. Perizu looking to throw under pressure. That one's going to be intercepted. Intercepted and brought back by Mendez up the right side all the way across the 40. Going to be down at about the 38-yard line. Great job by Mendez in that zone defense. And there was pressure on Perizu as he threw that ball, and that's why it kind of sailed a little high and short. Mendez watching that from his cornerback position, able to slide over and pick that off clean. And return it into longer territory. 58 seconds to go. See if the Warriors find a little quick trigger offense. This Sio team might be on their heels a little bit after that turnover. I believe that's the first turnover of the game for Sio. No timeouts for the Warriors either. We've got a false start. Urza went on one. Nobody else on the team went on one. The center seemed to snap it on like one and a half. So some miscommunication there for the Warriors. A little anxious. I think Mirza might have been headed out on a little seam route there. Maybe a deep cross. 58 seconds to go. Walker takes the snap, drops. He's got time. He throws. A lot of traffic. Brought down by Cuelo at the 22-yard line. Conquelo with a fantastic catch. Just went up in the middle of traffic. Secured that all the way to the ground. 48 seconds to go. The Warriors need to hurry with no timeouts. Tompkins needs to get on the right side of the four. Finally does. Khalil in motion. There's a throw, and it's picked off at the 13-yard line. That's the problem is Sio knows what you're going to do in front of any timeouts. They know you have to pass the ball. And as a result of that, they're dropping about six guys in coverage. And there's just not a lot of throwing lanes. You almost have to throw short and try to get out of bounds. We threw down the middle of the field, kind of on a seam there. And there was a lot of white jerseys back there defensively. So with 28 seconds to go, the Warriors return the interception favor. My guess is that they'll just run the ball here with 28 seconds. We'll see. Like I said, they've got some resentment from last year's game, sure. They do run it. And it goes to the fullback, Rufner, and he is brought down after a short gain. Decent gain, about 5 yards, second and five.
That's going to be the last play.
And that'll take us to the end of the first. All right. We'll be able to get a little input from Ron Huber here, see what he thinks about that first half.
Okay, I'm here.
All right, Ron.
You can hear me now?
I can hear you now. Everybody can hear you that's on. So,
uh-oh.
Hey, so it's okay. There's not very many people right now. That's the thing about a new app is that it takes people a while to catch up and realize what they have to do. So what were your impressions of that first half?
Well, Amity's pretty young. I mean, inexperience really shows up on the offensive line. And defensively, we're really, I don't think we have, do we have any returning linebackers? I mean, we're just getting killed with our linebackers. They can't find the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can't find the ball, and the corners and the safety are back looking for the ball, and all that deception is just killing them.
It's kind of, I was thinking back to last year, and I, you know, Miles played some on defense at times last year. But I don't know if Cooper played much, a little bit maybe, but that'd be about it.
Yeah, Cooper played more than anybody else out there on the team. I mean, I don't think Bryce didn't play at all last year. We know that Con with Perrydale. We know that Sexton didn't play last year. Khalil was a freshman. The line, really, you know, and Cordell hasn't played that much. He didn't play that much. He's a junior. Right. He didn't play that much last year. So, really, Adam Mirza and Eddie, that's the only experienced people, but they're really getting killed by the linebackers. I mean, that if you can't find the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's up there now because Reg is starting to dance and yell.
And the whole bleachers are going to start shaking.
Tell that old man to settle down up there. He's out of control. I mean, I wish this was video. I would show everybody what I have to see right now. Well, I hope his wife doesn't take him out in public when he's acting like that. Got to keep him sequestered like we have him up here in a booth. All right, we got about a minute and 40 seconds to go here. So, Ron, go ahead and mute your mic there, because I don't want to hear Reg anymore. He's out of control. just about ready to get going here for this second half, unless they're going to put that 3 minutes back on. I haven't been paying attention. That always catches me off guard during football season. Whether or not they've already done the three-minute warm-up, it looks like they have. So probably while Ron and I were talking, they did that 3 minutes. It's required when they come back out. So we're about ready to roll here, a minute to go of halftime.
I'm not sure if we. I'm not sure if we won the toss or they won the toss, but we did receive first. So we're going to kick off to them.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't have that mic on near Reg when he's yelling. Reg doesn't understand the concept of amplification. So the PA system does the amplifying for you. But Reg, he's old school. I think he predates electrical systems on some of these things because I think he feels like he's got to provide all of the volume for that microphone in order to be heard across the stadium here. He cracks me up. Appreciate Reg volunteering his time coming down and doing the public address announcing for our kids, making this a great experience for everybody that's here. All right, we are about ready to go.
Don't forget you have two legends up here that don't get paid a dime.
I know. Dave Pallett running the clock is fantastic. Hasn't missed a home game in several years. And then, of course, Reg doing that, the PA announcing, just fantastic. And appreciate how smoothly everything's gone tonight. The Toshi does a great job of organizing everything. Our booster club's just great. And also want to thank the athletic secretary, Brenda Whiteley, for all the work that she's done. She's new at that job, so there's a lot of things that she's had to figure out with these home games. So the kickoff from Amity goes out of bounds. The 20-yard line, that'll bring it back up to the 35. And we are about ready to roll here. I'm looking down Miles Oyua and not moving well at all as he heads back out into the game. He must have got dinged up there in quarter. I didn't see him come out of the game, but sometimes you're more dinged up than you know. You go in at halftime, you get stiff, and you can't get yourself again. So Sayo with the ball to start the third quarter. Ball at the 35-yard line of Sayo. Not sure what the delay really is here. Their coach has got the quarterback on the sideline talking to him, I guess. Not the quarterback, but somebody running the play in. Number four, Josh Larson bringing that play in. So it's been the Parazoo show in the first half. senior quarterback. He's got Rufner behind him. Two wideouts to the left. He's going to throw quick to the back. He turns it back upfield. Cooper Yoakum turned him back inside. And then we get some help from Adam Mirza and company.
That pass complete to number 20.
That was Shockey with the catch. And the Warriors did a pretty good stop on that after about a 3-yard gain, second and 7. Sio not in a hurry to run this play, taking their time. Keep this clock running. 11 and a half to go in the third quarter. Quarterback hands off to Rufner. He is stacked up and brought down. No gain. Maybe a yard. Wow, they gave him some really good forward progress on that out to the 40-yard line. It's going to be 3rd and 5.
Third down and 5.
Maverick Melton into the game, replacing Khalil Mirza. Warriors in there, 3-3 front there. Yoakum split out a little bit wide of Mers on the right side, not right behind him. This is going to be the quarterback on the keeper, and he is breaking loose. Cooper Yoakum drags him down from behind. Good hustle there by Cooper to save a touchdown. But Perizu with a huge run out across the 30 of Amity down to almost the 25-yard line. They're going to mark it right at the 25. 1st and 10. Sio from there. That was another one of those read options. He put it in the belly of Rufner, pulled it back, found a crease between the guard and the tackle on the right side and able to really accelerate. Great hustle by Cooper Yoakum, showing some speed there to catch him. There's the snap. Perizu works to the right, hands this one off, and Rufner is brought down after about a 6-yard gain. That has been an effective play. That read option between Perizu and Rufner has been very, very effective this game. And they're just getting stronger with it as the game goes on. They're not, the Warriors wearing down on that front. So they have sometimes a wing T kind of formation, but out of a pistol so they can run this read option. Now the quarterback keeps stacked up and brought down after a short gain. It'll be close to a first down. I think, let's see if they're going to move the chains or not. Here it's going to be really close. 3rd and inches, I think they're going to say. Ball spotted at the 16-yard line. And we've got an injury timeout on the field. There's, I don't know if he's cramping up. That's Miles. Miles was looking gimpy going into the game, the start of the third quarter. Now he holds that left leg kind of up in the air. I don't know if he's cramping up or if he's got something else that's injured. The way he was walking earlier looked like a hip or a low back or something was bothering him. But now they're taking a look at that left leg. But he's holding it up in the air about a foot off the ground. Now he puts it down. So not sure. Hard to identify kind of what's going on there. They're helping him up. So I don't know if he's just cramping up or if he's got, he's not putting any weight on that left leg though. So that's not going to help the Warriors' defensive efforts here. Losing Miles, one of their two or three best defenders. And I don't think he's coming back this game. He's putting zero weight on that left foot, ankle, knee, something. Ian Yoakum doing the medical evals for the Warriors, along with his older son, graduated a couple years ago. They'll help Miles to the sideline there. 9:07 left to go. Ball out to the side, and that was almost a disaster for Sio there. Shockey dropped that backwards pass, loose on the ground. I think they're going to call that a backwards pass, so a fumble. Move the ball back to about the 20-yard line. So instead of the third and inches they had, now they have a fourth and five. So Shockey was able to recover that, but there was a Warrior right in the vicinity, almost had it.
If they would have dove for it, he would have had it. I don't think he thought it was, you know, didn't realize it was a backwards pass.
Yeah, I think you're right, Ron. All right, out of the pistol formation, Perizu takes the snap. Keep this one, stumbles forward. He's down. Warriors are going to get a turnover on downs here, Ron. That's a huge effort by the Warriors. First and 10, Amity. Ball at the, about this 18-yard line of Amity. Great job by the Warriors to get a stop on Perizu. They haven't stopped him very many times tonight. So, under 8 minutes to go here in the third quarter. The Warriors with a chance to do something. They'll have to do it without Miles Oyo, one of their linemen.
Sile kind of shot themselves in the foot on that drive.
Yeah, they really did. Got a little too fancy. They didn't need on third and short. They decided to throw a little bubble screen kind of thing. This doesn't always calculate when you do the math. All right, Warriors with the ball. Walker under center. There's a toss to Yoakum. Yoakum going left. Gets the corner and stretches it out for about 7 yards, maybe. Close to the 25-yard line. Oh, they're going to move him way back. Say he touched way back. So he's only going to get about 5 yards on that. So the knee hit way back at about the 8. So second and 5 for the Warriors. Warriors break their huddle. Send out Tompkins to the left. Haven't targeted Tompkins. I'd be interested to see if they do. He's a good athlete. He's a handoff. Coming to the left and stacked up and brought down is Honko. Just no chance at all. There were four white jerseys meeting him in the backfield as he took that handoff. Nowhere to go. So it's going to be a loss of 3, 3rd and 8 for the Warriors. Ball at the 20-yard line. Tompkins brings the play, and that was the last time, I guess. Mirza out. Khalil takes a trip to the sideline there. Yoakum and Meeker in the backfield along with Quelo. Now Meeker lines up to the left. It's going to be a pass. It's a throw. Triple coverage, and it's picked off by Tibbs. Tibbs. He's going to be able to bring this one back a little ways down inside the 20 to about the 17 or 18-yard line. That was triple coverage. Jackson didn't make a bad throw had it not been triple coverage. The problem is he's going to have to learn to recognize pass defenses better and see what's going on, not just throw because that's the receiver likes trying to give himself Bradley
Sexton. The receiver from the time he went – yeah, other guys are up, but he just zeroed in on Sexton, so is his other team.
Yeah, starting to fall in love with Bradley, and I understand that. Sexton's a good receiver, but you have to recognize that the defense is seeing what you're keying in on. Got to see what's going on. The handoff to Rufner right up the middle. He's going to get down to about the 12-yard line. Gain of 5 or so. Bring up 2nd and 5 for Sayo. Prevett out. Warriors shift their defense around a little bit. So OU is still on the sideline. From the pistol formation, Perizu, high snap. He's going to keep it, runs to the right. He's got the first down. Going to be down at about the 6-yard line. First and goal for Sio from there. Warriors defense trying to stiff. That short drive didn't help any. Turned that ball over in two plays. Put Sio right back on the offensive attack. Perizu. Checks the sideline. Calls out the cadence, takes the snap. He keep it, and he's in for the touchdown. Pretty tough to stop. Well blocked. You got to respect the read option with. And Perizu accelerates very well. Faster than anybody we've got on the field, I'm quite certain. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's a 34-8 lead now as Sio will line up to go for two. Ball spotted at the 3-yard line. Well, not much to be excited about for Amity fans since the first quarter when the Warriors cut a 12-0 lead down to 12-8 with a great drive. But since then, too many turnovers and not enough defensive stops. They're going to get a defensive stop here on the two-point conversion. Get in. So 34-8 with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. This is Amity Warriors football. Thanks for joining us. Don't go anywhere. We'll be to these messages.
Organ Equipment Sales, formerly known as OVS, is a one-stop shop for all your ag equipment needs. They carry full lines of Kubota, Land Pride, Steel, and Honda power equipment. With two locations conveniently located outside of McMinnville and Aurora, OES is there to help in any way they can. With parts, sales, and service departments, they can get you back up and running as quickly as possible. Contact them at 503-435-2700 or online at orequipmentsales.com.
Welcome back. Amity Warriors set to receive this kickoff. Back deep is DeWeese.
$4 over at the shack. Next to the concession stand. Bath kicking off.
Bath set to kick off for Sio with a 34-8 lead. He drills this one towards the sideline. It stays in bounds. You got to jump on it. They don't, and that's a turnover, folks. Oh, my goodness. A lack of football IQ on display right there. The Warriors treated that like it was a punt. Campuzano just beside himself. How can you not know that? He actually got out of the way of that kickoff, backed up, and allowed Sio to recover it. Obviously confusing kickoffs with punts. If it's a punt, you don't have to feel it. You can just let it roll, and the other team touches it. It's down there. But on a kickoff, once it's gone 10 yards, that's a free ball. Whichever team recovers it has it. The Warriors made no effort to recover it, clearly not understanding the rules. There's a keeper, and Perizu's going to take it in from 19 yards out, make it a 40-8 lead.
19-yard
carry. Yeah, the Warriors' defense is completely demoralized. I think they were mostly demoralized before that off, and then to just give the ball right back to him on what wasn't even an onside kick. It was just a squib kick that went about 30 yards, 40 yards, recovered at the 19-yard line. So Perizu for the two-point conversion in the pistol. Makes the snap, hands to Rufner. Rufner is in. And I think this Warriors defense might be done for the night, folks. I think they're just demoralized and exhausted and not able to get anything going on the offensive side of the ball to help this defense out. 42-8. So, Ron, you got to refresh my memory here. Is it a 40-point lead that you get a running clock with in high school?
I think it's either 40 or 45. The running clock.
40. I want
to talk, Dave. 45, running clock.
I thought it was 40, but I'm wrong. At some point during my career, they've changed that number. So we'll see. Right now it's 34. So matter unless Siles scores again here, but boy, the way that Warriors are playing right now on both sides of the ball. First quarter wasn't too bad, but it's slowly but surely Siles able to take control of this game, especially on the ground. This one a lick fielded by DeWeese at about the 17. And he is just stacked up, made no move, and he fumbles, and Sio, I think, covered that. DeWeese was hit, stacked up, lost the ball. Sio recovers at the, see where they marked the fumble recovery. They're consulting right now, trying to decide if it was a fumble or if it was after forward progress was stopped, but I didn't hear a whistle being blown on the field, so it's hard for me to imagine that this isn't going to be a fumble. Officials are conferring at about the 15-yard line, trying to decide. Coming over to talk to this side, see if I can hear it. No, I'm not going to be able to hear anything. So they're going to say it was a forward progress was stopped before the ball came out. So a favorable call for the Warriors. Not sure if it was accurate or not, but that's a judgment call by the officials. So usually they blow a whistle once they recognize forward progress has been stopped. But in this case, I didn't hear a whistle blow, but maybe it did. And whatever it is, the Warriors have the ball at about the 18-yard line. First and 10. So the offense got a little bit of a break here. See if they can do something coming off a favorable call. 4:43 left to go in the third quarter. Hand off. Warriors are going to run that one to the right. It's going to be Coelho. He's going to pick up about a yard, maybe two, out close to the 20-yard line. 19, call it second and a long eight. Siles trying to rotate some of their younger players in. As they've got guys coming in who aren't on the roster. So I'm going to go with younger guys, inexperienced. But a good chance for them to get some varsity experience in a blowout here. 42-8, Sio. 4 minutes and counting to go in the third quarter. Jackson Walker throws, going deep. Sexton's double covered. Can't get to the ball. Complete. You got to find a different target sometimes. They're going to double and triple team Bradley Sexton every time he goes out for a pass. You got to find somebody else, whether that's Cooper Yoakum or Bryce Mendez or Jeff Tompkins, somebody. Khalil Mirza, somebody in there. You've got to find somebody else besides Bradley Sexton when they're doubling him. I mean, I don't care how good a receiver you are at this level, unless your name is Richardson, you probably aren't going to go up over a double team and pull that ball down very often. Under center now. Wing T formation. He drops, throws deep over the head of both Sexton and
Coelho.
Coelho is right there also. Well, that's poor route running there because both receivers ended up within about a yard and a half of each other and brought defenders with them. So
yeah, roughing the passer, Reggie. Roughing the passer.
So Warriors are going to pick up a 15-yard penalty there. So I just muted you, Ron, because I could hear Reg in the background there. So if you mute yourself, I won't have to do that. I don't know how to get you back now, though. I muted you now. I don't know if I can unmute
you. I'm back.
Oh, you're back. There you go. Okay. So 15-yard roughing the passer penalty puts the ball at the 34-yard line with 3:42 left to go in the third quarter. So a favorable call for the Warriors gives them a first. But again, two receivers within half of each other, not the way you designed it. There's the counter to Cooper Yoakum. Yoakum gets to the 40, down to the 45, still going across the 50, 45 to the 40 and drug out of bounds. Great run there by Cooper Yoakum. And that might have been some of that inexperience on the Sio side. I see at least three numbers out there that aren't in the program, so I think they've got some JV guys out there getting some varsity experience. But, yeah, that was some clear containment issues there that they haven't had this game. Our run game might match up okay with the JV varsity mix on their side.
Well, they're not.
Hasn't matched up well with the varsity.
Trust me, they've only traded two linemen. The studs are still in there.
Well, in the middle they are. There's a flag coming in from the sideline. Late after the play was over. Yeah, that's the middle of their defense is still. Yeah.
Linebacker is still the same.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It was that containment to the outside. They had some inexperience out there. And they've been subbing guys in and out of the game like crazy. Now they're bringing 56 back in. He's a pretty good player. 54 out. You got to mute that, Ron. If you don't mute that, I get Reg coming through, and it's not a pretty sound. So after the 15-yard penalty against Sio, the Warriors find themselves with decent field position here. First and 10 at the 21, so a late hit coming in there at the end of that play. There's a handoff coming to the right, cut back up into the field is Mason Mendez, and he's going to get himself inside the 10-yard, but a fumble, and it's recovered by Sio. So even when good things are happening to the Warriors, they just can't keep it up, and Mendez fumbles, a sophomore running back, had a nice little run, cut back, got some extra yards, did not secure that ball, took a pop, lost it. Campuzano says, hey, get your head up, get back on, still playing defense, son. There's no time to mope and sulk and feel bad for yourself. Turn play defense. And we're going to have a timeout taken by Sio, so we'll take a break also. 3:19 left to go here in the third quarter. Warriors trailing Sio 42-8. We'll be back.
Jed McMullen Electric would like to thank the Amity community for all their support over the past 10 years. Amity alumni Jed and Kim are proud to support all Warrior athletics and activities. McMullen Electric, your hometown electrical contractor. Call 503-435-9487 for all your electrical needs.
Mark your calendar for the Amity Senior Parent Auction, February 3rd, 2024. Brian O'Neill Construction has you covered for all your contracting needs. Contact us today at 503-991-0237.
All right, about a little over 3 minutes to go left in the third quarter here. 42-8 in favor of Sio. First and 10 for Sio at the Warriors' 9-yard line. At the Sio 9-yard line. Deep in their own territory here. Warriors had a couple of favorable calls go their way. A roughing the passer, a unsportsmanlike call. Got him 30 extra bonus yards. Then a nice run by Mason Mendez, but he couldn't hang on to the football when he hit. And as a result of that, Sio takes over with another Amity. Perizu, pistol, hands off. That's going to be Rufner. Stays on his feet, and then finally is brought down hard by Cooper Yoakum. A bit of a body slam there by Cooper. Rufner wouldn't go down. He kept his footing. They thought they had him down, but he got a hand on the ground and kind of did a West Streeter there a little bit and kept those feet under him, maybe a couple more yards. But ends up losing a yard total on the play and 11. I don't. Yeah, because that's not right. We got the wrong thing up there. Yeah, he picked up about 4 yards on the play, second and six. I looked at the board, it said second and 11. I thought he gained yardage. And then I thought, well, maybe I missed something. All right, here we go. Second and six. Gonna hand to Rufner again, and he is out to just about a first down. I think that's gonna move the chains. First and 10, ball at the 20-yard line.
He picked up enough from the first down. It'll be first and 10 for Shire.
Clock running, 2:20 to go in the third quarter. Sia would like to march this down and have the whole fourth quarter be a running clock. Perizu, three wides. Running back got an early start. Rufner takes the handoff, picks up about five. Right behind the center and the left guard. Second and five. Mirza. Khalil Mirza coming back into the game, replacing Maverick Melton. Mirza coming in as a linebacker? Maybe not. Yeah? Linebacker. He's going to play behind Cooper Yoakum on the right side there. They settle out Eddie coming in. Eddie Gonzalez coming there for Previtt. There's the snap. He's going to be a quarterback keeper. Perizu cuts back. He's got some room to run. He's off to the races. Can anybody catch him? They do! Good hustle there by Bradley Sexton. And he cramps up as he's making the play. But I think he's okay. I think he's going to come out or not. He's starting to cramp in those calves. Good hustle by Sexton. Save a bigger gain there. This brought him down at about the 45 of Amity. Sexton out. Into the game, Elijah Hansen. He'll come in as a linebacker and move Mirza back to a safety. And a penalty on the play. I didn't see a flag. So they tacked on 15 to the end of that. I never saw the flag on that. Not sure what the call was. I don't know if they're going to tell us or not. Maybe they did while I wasn't looking. So I guess a personal foul penalty somewhere in that play added 15 yards to Sio's run. So now the ball is at the 30-yard line. I don't know what's taking so long to get things settled here.
That was a sideline. That was a sideline.
Oh, unsportsmanlike. Okay.
Yeah.
So they had been warned in the first half. So I wondered, I didn't see the flag out on the field. Thanks, Ron. All right, here we go. First and 10 from the 30. Perizu keeps it, goes left. He's got the corner. He's down the sideline out of bounds. Khalil Mirza forcing it out at about the 16 or 17-yard line. That'll be a first down. Pick up of about 14 yards on the play. First and 10 from the 16. So Perizu just, we have no answer for him. How many yards he had in the first half by himself, I calculated it. It was, I don't remember now though, but he's well over 100 yards in this game as a quarterback. And he's done a very good job on the mesh point with himself and Rufner on those read options.
Got 115 yards in the third quarter.
Perizu does by himself. There's a quick throw. He's got his receiver, but he underthrows him on the out.
Yeah, he's got 113 yards by himself in the third quarter.
Wow. So he's pushing up on 200 for the game.
Yeah, I didn't keep my stat.
They're laying there by my papers. Feet. Yeah. Minute to go in the third quarter. Incomplete pass stops the clock. Second and 10 from the 16-yard line. Perizu, not the best passing quarterback we're going to see this year. One of the better running quarterbacks. He's not big, but, man, he's quick and he's shifty. And he's tough. Not afraid to take hits. He keeps this one stacked up after a gain of about 6 yards. It'll be at the 10-yard line with this. If they put it right at the 10, it'll be second or third, excuse me, and about 3 yards to go, 4 yards, something like that. Looks like a short four from here, but it might be. On the end of the third quarter here in 30 seconds. They might run one more play. Break the huddle. Perez do consulting with Rufner behind him, clarifying something with 15 seconds to go in the third. There's the snap. He's going to keep it, bounces outside, and he's brought down at the 5-yard line. It'll be a first and goal there. Bradley Sexton brings down Perizu. And that'll be the end of the third quarter with the score, Sio 42, Amity 8. We'll be back in just a minute.
Contact Tim Harsma at Country Financial today to talk about how he can help ensure that the future you're dreaming of is something you can proudly own no matter what it's like. To protect what matters most, call Tim Harsma at Country Financial, 503-565-2043.
Brian O'Neill Construction has you covered for all your contracting needs. Contact us today at 503-991-0237.
Getting ready to start the fourth quarter. 12 minutes to go in this one.
Perizu,
42-8.
Perizu had 126 yards in the third.
126 in the third. Let me drop down here, find that paper. Let's see. I had him for... Let's see. He didn't have a lot in the... He had a 67 in the first. And he had about 30 in, so he had about 95, 96 or so in the first half. He's at 200 plus.
Yeah, 215.
Yeah. That's a pretty good night, isn't it? I think.
It's all about that mesh point. I mean, if he leaves it in there, then Rufner's going to get 6 or 8. But sometimes he leaves it in and then pulls it in, just goes, man.
And he'll pull it back after the line of scrimmage.
Yes.
I mean, he'll continue to hold that position, and then pull it if the blocking is there. All right, here we go. First and goal from the 5. Perizu rolls to his right, throws, and he's dropped. He had his man. He threw it low, but it should have been caught there by Dibbs. Tibbs slid down to try to make the catch and couldn't hang on to it.
He's not a passer. He's not a passer, Jeff.
Yeah, he's not. He kind of quick throws and short arms it a little bit and doesn't put much touch on the ball. So that's what I said earlier. We're going to face passers this year. We may not face a better running quarterback than this kid. Perizu, second and goal from the 5. And we've got a false start, it looks like. So it's going to be second and goal from the 10 after they mark off these 5 yards. Reg is in the box to my right. I'm actually out on the roof, but the speakers are pretty loud.
I am muted.
Yeah, when Ron is not muted and then Reg talks in the background, Ron's mic picks up Reg pretty loudly. So. We'll keep refining this, figuring it out. Might have to get Ron a better mic. That might help. I have to get Reg into another room. Put Reg outside. Ron and I could be inside. That'd probably work. Rufner or Perizu? Who had that one? It's in for the touchdown. Was that Perizu again? I think it was.
Rufner.
So another touchdown for Perizu. Oh, was that Rufner? Okay. I couldn't see it from here. Right there with the score from 10 yards out.
He was dancing in the end zone.
48-8. They'll go and try to make it a half a hundred here on this 2-point conversion. The handoff and into the end is Rufner. So 50-8 with 11:47 remaining here in the third quarter. Yeah, the echo comes when Ron's mic is on, Elizabeth. When Ron has his mic on and then Reg is talking, we get kind of an echo thing, I think. So I don't think you're hearing it right now. Yeah, if the mic is picking up the cheerleaders that well, we might have to change our location a little bit there. Sometimes they're loud, sometimes they're not, but I didn't know they were coming through that much. So we want a little bit of ground noise, right? We want it to fill the ambiance of the stadium, but we want it to be a nice, clear audio signal for you to be able to pick up and be easy to listen to. So trying to find that balance, a little tricky. So we'll keep messing with it and trying it. Can you hear the band in the background? All right, here we go. Ready for the kickoff here. Vath, the kicker. 11:47 remaining in this one. They got like guys totally offsides, no call. That kid, number one, Dibbs, was about a yard past the football when it was kicked. I'm lined up with that 40-yard line. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be the Warriors' ball at the 35. So see if Amity can put together here. Got to set some short goals, and they're going to run the clock, I think. Is that what he just said? I think, yeah. So we're going to have a running clock with the 42-point lead. So this last 11:40 is going to go pretty quick here, because even on an incomplete pass, that clock run. Warriors up to the line of scrimmage. Walker under center, wing T formation. Hand off on the counter to Coelho, and he is stacked up. No gain on the play. It'll bring up second and 10.
The
I wonder what it's like for Coelho playing, moving from 8-man to 11-man. Not as much running room, for sure. And I don't know how his sophomore year was at Perrydale, how much he played, or how successful he was there, but it's definitely different in 8-man. A lot more big guys playing 11-man.
The word I heard was he was their quarterback.
Jackson Walker under center, hands off. Meeker, power forward through the tackle. He's going to pick up a couple of yards.
Carries a couple of blockers.
About 10-15 and counting here in the fourth quarter. Third and 8 coming up for the Warriors. Ball at the 37, 38-yard line. Tompkins brings in the play from the sideline. Yeah, Miles Oyewa wasn't headed back into this game. I'm not sure what he did to that left leg, but he came to the bench, sat down, and hasn't moved since then. Walker. Hands off to Yoakum, coming to the left, cutting through traffic. Still going, he's going to break this one, folks. Number 6 trying to chase him down, but Cooper will not be caught. Touchdown, Warriors! Cooper Yoakum with a great run. 62 yards for the junior. As Reg just figured out also. I beat him in the math department. That's okay. Great run for Cooper. Makes it a 50-14 game. There's definitely some backup guys in there for Sio now. I'm looking at some of those numbers. I don't recognize them all. They've got their running clock, their 45 for their 40-point lead.
That's the first series that all their studs were out.
Yep, and there's a 2-point conversion from Walker to. Gonna mute that, Ron. There we go. Walker to Khalil, and Khalil catches the two-point conversion, makes it a 50-16 style lead. Just under 9 minutes left to go in this one. We'll have a running clock still. Nice job by Mirza to get open there. But, yeah, this is, as Ron said, this is the first time that they have really had their full second unit in. They've been rotating half, but they've only rotated two or three of them at a time. Then when Cooper had that big run earlier on the left side, going in the third quarter, that they had a couple quarters in on that on the outside that didn't contain. But now they're just all JV kids out there. All right. So set to kick off, Con Coelho. I'm planning to be, Elizabeth. Planning to be at those away games as much as possible. Hopefully, don't have too many schedule conflicts. But yeah, try to do it. That's obviously more important for a lot of people. There's the short kick goes out of bounds, so it'll be at the 35-yard line, went out of bounds about the 29. They'll mark it at 35 with the penalty. Clock continues to run. Should be running. There we go. Now it's running. The officials don't want this clock to not run. Not at this point in the game. The cheerleaders are loud. There's 18 of them. So they are not quiet. They are vociferous and excited and doing a great job. Again, Angela has really built that cheerleading program into something pretty special here in Amity. High participation level, great attitudes. She holds them accountable into a high level of conduct and expects a lot out of them. All right, here we go. Sia with the ball. Give me a quarterback number there. Is that 17? Looks like it is. Acuff. He's going to hand off. And nope, Acuff ran the ball. He picks up about a yard. Tell him that's Acuff. There we go. Work together. They're trying to make sure everybody's. It's hard when they bring it in subs and all of a sudden you're trying to find new numbers at positions. So under center is Acuff. Behind him, I think, is 45 Traeger. Got a hand off to Traeger. He is hit and dropped after a short gain. It's going to bring up third and about five. So that's a Traeger is a familiar name over in that part of the state, Ron. I know you know that. You don't have to say anything. Spelled just like the Grills. Limping off the field, Mason Mendez is a little dinged up after that play. Gets off in time. Takes the snap. Hit in the backfield. Falls forward. Picks up a couple of yards.
On the keeper.
Acuff makes it a fourth and three for Sio with 6:45 left to go here in the fourth quarter.
For the lobby.
Well, win or lose, it's always a great night to be a Warrior, folks. And I think it's a hard night watching your kids and your friends and guys wearing those Warriors uniforms not have a good night. But it's still a great atmosphere and a great community time together here in Amity when we have a home game. Loggers are going to punt. Looks like there's half, the same as their kicker. Hits a low one. Off the hands of Tompkins, and he gets back on it, I think. Oh, maybe not. Sio might have recovered. Did Khalil get it? Khalil did. Good shot. Oof. Tompkins had that ball tip off his hands. And there was a scrum for it. Two white jerseys, two black jerseys, and Khalil Mirza comes up with it. Nice job by the sophomore. Scrappy in there. So a chance for the Warriors to work on some offensive stuff here with 5.5 minutes to go. Clock's running right now. Officials are still waiting for a ball from the sideline from the Warriors. Oh boy, gets it in there. Walk's still running, so you got to hurry up and get it in there. All right, here we go. Maverick Melton walks up to the center position. Jackson Walker right behind him. Wing T formation. There's the fake. The give to Cooper Yoakum. Cooper up the left side and knocked out of bounds after a first down. Picks up about 11 or 12 yards on the play.
First down for the Warriors.
First and 10 Warriors. Oh, they're going to give him like 13 yards. Spot the ball at the 35. That's the, what do we call that, Ron? The official rounding process to that closest white line. Makes it easier to do the math.
Makes it easier for the ref to mark the ball.
Yeah. So they got the chains in the right spot. There's a counter to Quelo. Quelo tried to bounce it outside, wrapped up and tripped up by number 9. That's Stevens. They got a lot of seniors and a lot of freshmen, and not a lot in between. They have 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 seniors, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 freshmen on this team. But 75-80% of their team in those two grades. So they're going to be good this year, and then it might take them a couple years. Got a jump there. It's probably a false start. Saw a defensive lineman jump, but they blew the play dead. But usually, nope, they're going to say it's offside.
He jumped first.
Why they blew it dead.
They jumped first in the neutral zone.
Then you get an offensive player jumping, and that'll blow it dead.
Right.
If the offensive player doesn't jump, usually the only time it's going to be blown dead is if they think the defender's got a clear path to the quarterback or into the backfield. It's going to blow the play up. Somebody might get hurt. So, down to 3 minutes to go. First and 10 Warriors. Ball at the 45-yard line of Amity. Nice to get one more score here. The handoff. Meeker up the middle. Bouncing off guys, breaking some arm tackles, finally brought down by Stevens at about the 41-yard line. Another first down, Amity. 2:45 and counting to go. Warriors have to hurry, but this is a good opportunity for them to run some stuff against a different defense than what they see in practice, have a little bit of success, and on a little bit of a high note here if they can get this down and punch it in. 2.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Running clock because of the more than 40-point deficit. There's the handoff to Meeker again up the middle, breaking some tackles. He's going to pick up about 8 yards. It's going to bring up second and short, 8 or 9. Clock running down close to 2 minutes. You got to hurry. This is where I'd like to see them run 2 plays in at a time, Ron. I'd love to see them, hey, we're running this, and then we're running this. And that would speed up that clock. Like you've run 15 seconds off getting a play in and getting up to the line of scrimmage. Now it's close to 20 seconds where you could have done it in about 6 or 7 seconds. There's the handoff on the counter to Yoakum trying to get outside. Now a little fake outside. Gets to the 25 and he's down there. That'll be another first down for the Warriors. And Yoakum not getting up. Cramping. Well, we've seen a lot of that tonight. That's about the fourth Warrior player to cramp, so somebody else will be in for yoga. Warriors have a time they can use here.
It's about, believe it or not, this is the second cramp tonight, but last Thursday night, we probably had 30 boys with cramps.
About the hydration, right? What they're drinking during the week and leading up to the game. There's a counter. Quelo cuts back up inside. Nowhere to go there. He's stacked up with 55 seconds to go. Ball going to take a timeout here or not? Doesn't look like it. Yeah, a lot of guys limping on the sidelines trying to stretch out. Helping his brother stretch here on the side. Not going to matter at this point. He's not going to be able to recover from that soon enough to go back in. 30 seconds to go. Jackson looking to throw. He's got a man, and it's picked off. Dibs with a pick. Brings it back. He's going to try to take it back away. he's drugged down by Maverick Melton, and there's a flag. There's a flag before the tackle. So I think that's going to do it for the game because the clock's going to run out, so it doesn't really matter. It's a personal foul, hands to the face against the Warriors. Doesn't matter. That's the ball game, folks. Final score here from Amity, 50-16 in favor of the Scio Loggers as they hand the Warriors their third straight loss to open up this 2023 season. We don't need final stat numbers on that, Ron, other than I think you said that their quarterback, Perazoo, ended up with better than 215 yards rushing.
Just the numbers that you had that I didn't see, but it's 216 for sure.
Yeah, pretty impressive outing by him. Obviously, a lot of work by the Warriors on their defensive side of the ball, but also on some of their offensive line and execution up there. Any other final words, Ron, before we let people go for the night?
Reggie was in who we play next week.
Oh, I don't have the schedule in front of me.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well,
I need to print that out.
One observation is that we're playing sophomores and, you know, unexperienced players against teams. The last three games that I've seen have been mostly seniors that we're playing against.
Well, team in Scio, we played Scio last year at their place, and it was basically these same names. And
yeah,
they were juniors last year, and we manhandled them. Well, they're seniors, and we've got a bunch of inexperienced players, and they're manhandling us.
This year, at least you could see the game, because last year you couldn't see the game. There's no lights.
All right, folks, we're going to call that a night. Thanks, Ron, for helping me tonight. And we'll keep working on our technology, keep working on this. But it is nice. It is, even if you're at the game, you can listen and really hear it in real time. So have a great night, everybody. As always, it's a great night to be a Warrior. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you again soon. We'll be watching at Facebook, Team Reach, and things like that to find out when the next broadcast that we're going to have on. Might be girls soccer on Thursday. We'll see.